Right now, it is time for us to check sports. Let's bring in Mike Kazi. Good morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm a little tired, but I'm good.
All right. I'm a little tired, too. I don't know why, because I got to bed early last night. But I will make some observations about this weekend. The NFL games that were on all the networks. They feed now, when they do the game, and it's not at the, in the stadiums, they feed on all the networks, audio from each one of the stadiums that they were in that was recorded during the regular season, just crowd audio, underneath the announcers. Once again, it's absurd in baseball when they do it, and it's absurd when in baseball when you see the fake people in the stands. It is what it is. Present your product the way it's being presented. That's the first thing. The second thing is that, I'll tell you what, there was a bunch of mediocre football yesterday. You can tell that there was no spring training. There was just a lot of mediocre football yesterday.
And I couldn't tell you. Yeah. Didn't watch 1 second of it. Have no interest in it.
Yeah, but, well, I can tell you that there was a bunch of mediocre football. So we'll go on from there. Now, something I missed, and I went to look. Did the Islanders win or lose?
They won Friday, and yet they lost yesterday.
Okay.
So they're down 3-1. That's done.
3-1. Well, you can always hope for the Hail Mary.
Well, they got far. I mean, they were a play-in team. They weren't in the playoffs when this whole thing started, and they made it. And they got pretty far. They're a good team. They just met somebody better than them, and that's the way hockey is. When you're in a conference final, two things. You didn't get there by luck, and you're not playing somebody that got there by luck. You're playing a good team. And Tampa Bay, from what I've seen, will probably win the Stanley Cup.
All right. So we've got a little bit of hockey covered there. Let's go on to baseball. The Orioles.
Hey, did you see what happened Saturday?
What happened Saturday?
Chapman defecated in his pants.
Okay.
On the pitching mound.
Well, that's pretty. Did they take him out?
I didn't watch it. I heard about it yesterday, and I went and Googled it all, and yeah, he did. I think they did take him out. All right. I think they had to take him out.
Yeah, I would think so, with all the restrictions of COVID-19 and everything.
Well, it's got nothing to do with COVID.
I know, but all I'm saying is, he may have defecated in his pants, but the Orioles really defecated in their pants by losing 4 straight to the Yankees.
And what goes around comes around. Yeah. Toronto plays Baltimore 7 times at the end of the season.
Yeah. I tell you, it's a crazy baseball season. It's crazy anyways because it's just 60 games long, but it's still wacky, Mike.
You know what else is crazy?
What?
The people in Los Angeles. The Astros came to town to play the Dodgers this weekend, and when the team bus was coming into the parking lot, people were throwing garbage cans and whatnot at the team bus. I hope those people went to jail.
They must have seen the movie Slapshot.
Well, guess what? Movies aren't reality.
Well, no, I
mind. When you're endangering a bus of people, I don't care if it's St. Joe's baseball team of the blind or the Houston Astros. When you're doing something like that, it's against the law and you should be going to jail.
Yeah, I mean, the most crowds do normally when buses go by is moon or stuff like that. They don't ever throw anything that can break a window. You remember what happened when that MMA fighter, what's his name, that crazy guy.
Yeah, but he brought that on himself.
Yeah,
he was the one that was doing it.
All I'm saying is he threw a chair at the bus, and the chair went through the window in the bus. It
he
went right through.
He should go to jail, too.
Yeah, he didn't.
But with the MMA, it's kind of like wrestling. You don't know what's true and what's staged and what's what.
No, this was
true. These were people in the parking lot throwing things at the Astros bus. Yes. No room for that.
Nope, there isn't. There really isn't. Like I said, there used to be mooning. There used to be signs. There used to be you can boo, but to throw things. But then again, that's, I'm going to blame a lot of this on Facebook and because people think they can do whatever they want now. People actually think they can say and do whatever they want, and there is no repercussion. There is no payback for what they do.
Well, if they can do whatever they want, then I don't blame the Astros if they get off the bus with a bat and cave a few heads in.
No, I'm just saying. It's just, we live in a society where people just think because we are free and we have the right to speak our opinions that we can do anything we want. And
people think their opinions are worth more than others.
And you can't. You just can't. All right. How'd the racing do for you this weekend?
I don't know. I threw it all away. I threw the picks away. Everything went in the garbage. I was cleaning the house yesterday, and everything went away. So I would go out there and guess that I didn't win.
I think so. Oh, gosh. All right.
And I know you had Buffalo and New England yesterday, and I couldn't remember who your third team was.
Buffalo, they won. I had New England, they won. And you know what? I can't remember either. But I'll look it up. I'll be able to remember it.
I know I had Tampa and the Colts who lost, and Buffalo won.
Yeah. Who did Washington play?
I don't know, but Washington won, so you lost.
Yeah, that's right, because I picked the Eagles. That's right, I picked the Eagles.
Yep. That's right.
I picked the Eagles. So and tonight it's a doubleheader of Monday Night Football.
Yep.
Oh gosh, I tell you. Oh well.
Good thing there's a hockey game on. And still baseball too.
Yeah. Well, this starts my season of rooting for the Giants, and we at least I know we're not going to the Super Bowl so in advance. So.
Death, taxes, and the Giants don't go to the Super Bowl, and the Yankees don't win the World Series. That's lately.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens as it all unfolds in front of us. Mike, I'll check with you mañana.
Aren't you picking?
Oh, that's right. Who's playing in the second game?
Tennessee and Denver.
I'll take Tennessee, and what the hell, because they're my Giants. It's the first game of the year. I'll take my Giants.
I'll take the litter landed in the box today, so I'll take Pittsburgh and Tennessee.
Right. You're probably going to go 2-0.
Well, not me, the cat.
Okay. All right. Well, say hello to the cat for me, and I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Absolutely. Have a great day, guys.
Take care, Mike. Mike Cosby with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.